JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Coming up on this journey, Roundabout JA, Youth Innovators Competition showcases talent at local schools, and we continue to highlight children in our Glimpses of Jamaica feature. Stay with us. Two groundbreaking teams from the Guys Hill High School in St. Catherine and Campion College in St. Andrew have tied for first place in this year's Catalyxed Youth Innovators Competition. The competition aims to encourage innovation, imagination, and entrepreneurship among third to sixth form high school students in the areas of business, science, technology, and engineering. The Campion College team received a trophy and certificates for their business idea called Extra Desk, which, as the name suggests, is a small portable table that can be attached to any surface to provide additional workspace.
A chair, a railing, a guard, anything. It doesn't necessarily even have to be flat. It can also be cylindrical, because as long as it fits the diameter, it will hold. So that's what we aim to do, that wherever you are, whenever you need it, you can have space.
Raheem Henry, a member of the Campion College team. The Guys Hill team shared the top prize for creating the product Bridge Alarm, which aims to alert motorists of rising water levels in the Bogwalk Gorge. Guys Hill team member Akeem Brooks says the Bridge Alarm aims to save lives.
Over the years, countless Jamaican lives and property have been lost, so we come up with this idea to prevent that from occurring.
Guys Hill also copped the Sustainability Award for their energy-saving chair idea. Third place in the Youth Innovators Competition went to Excelsior High School, while Central High placed fourth and Lennon High School placed fifth. The five schools headed a list of more than 20 institutions to walk away with the top prizes during the fourth staging of the competition held at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston on May 14.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security invites you to the Workers' Week panel discussion Wednesday, May 21 under the theme Flexi Work for Labour Market Reform and Sustainable Development, starting at 6 p.m. at Emancipation Park, featuring presentations from ministry officials, representatives from trade unions, church and employer groups. Come out to Emancipation Park May 21 at 6 p.m. and share your views on Flexi Work arrangements.
For the goals of Vision 2030 to be achieved in the next 16 years, the help of every Jamaican citizen is required. Play your part by being a good role model, taking care of the environment, and becoming more involved in community affairs as well as the affairs of the nation. By doing so, you can ensure that the strategies, programs, projects, and activities under Vision 2030 are put into action. Together, we can help to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And throughout the month of May, we'll be giving children a chance to share their views.
My favorite thing about my country is that we are made up of many different talented people, and we're always successful in anything that we do. And I also like that we are small and beautiful.
I like the warm climates, the beaches and so, because when you go like overseas and so, you don't really get the sunshine as well, you don't get it out here.
The theme for Child Month is Parents Take Responsibility, Break the Cycle. Remember to always show every child that you care. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I am Carlene Brown Thompson. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.